Now on BBC One, the news followed at 9:25 by...
The holiday weekend looks a bit of a showery mixture. Let me show you what's happening.
Roger Nigel McGuinness uses that advantage to force Aries into the corner.
O'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock news. Never stop, gossip shop, political views. Bombs and shots and harrowing scenes. People die, others lie, and families scream. Cars are too fast and paperwork slow. Prices are high and wages are low. Democracy's dying and it's still brand new. We're trying and trying, but there's nothing we can do. The more we hear, the less we see. So no news is good news to me.
No news is good news.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, laughter, tears and misery. Wars declared, people are scared, running from the homes, literally. Something's booming, someone's losing, a wave just hit the estuary. An earthquake's felt, disaster spelt with a D, as big as my TV. So as far as I can see, if there's no news, it's good news to me.
Alright,
here it comes. Newsflash, latest breaking news blast. Man United scored, but they've got no cash. Bringing out a lot, recycled trash. Someone won the lottery and someone else died. Twins were born to a man called Guy. The more I hear, the less I know. The more they speak, confusion grows. Information comes and goes. Presentation, a change of clothes. Public service, so that we all know. The world is turning and it never slows. Keep up, keep track, or lose your way. Hold tight and listen to what they say. Though news is cheap, it's never free. So no news is good news, and no news is sick news, and no news is good news. No news is good news to me.